Let us turn in God's word to the book of Leviticus and the chapter 13. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, When a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, and unto one of his sons the priests. And the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh. And when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. And the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut up him that hath the plague 7 days. And the priest shall look on him the 7th day, and, behold, if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on him again the 7th day, and, behold, if the plague be somewhat dark, and the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after that he hath been seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest see that, behold, the scab spreadeth in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. I especially leave with you today the verse 2. When a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab or a bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then shall he be brought unto Aaron the priest. With the chapters 13 and 14 in the book of Leviticus, we come now to the two longest chapters. And both chapters deal with a similar theme. For the length of these chapters is given to the loathsome disease of leprosy. The verses are numerous because the disease is disgustingly detestable, and it needs to be discovered, it needs to be detected, and it needs to be dealt with. In the Bible, the ultimate uncleanness apart from sin is leprosy. This plague, therefore, God has picked out to picture sin in its reigning power in unregenerate human nature. This vile impurity portrays the plague of plagues. There are several lessons I want to bring to you today from this chapter. The first is the truth of the sure manifestation of sin. The chapter begins with what our translators call a rising. A man has in the skin of his flesh a rising. There's something appearing on the surface. There it is in the skin, a swelling, a breaking out of some kind. A scab, a spot, a boil, some kind of inflammation. But there it is, it's breaking out, it's rising. And that's the thing about sin. A sinner is born, and shortly after he is born, there is rising out of him. Sin. It appears, it is seen. Now, as you look through these verses, you will see that the thing about leprosy is it has a manifestation. It's visible. It's not an invisible plague. It's seen. And the leper is easily identified. That's what this word rising says. It's visible. Like the rising sun. You can't miss it. It stands before you. And leprosy is like that. Now in this verse I want you to also notice it is not a question of if. It's a question of when. Verse 2, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising. If a man lives long enough, the rising will take place. Everybody has risings in the skin, boils or spots. That's true of us all. No one escapes spots or a boil or a scab or some dry skin or something. Something always breaks out in our bodies, physically, bodily. There's always some kind of breakout, sooner or later. Every Jew has to go to the high priest to get the diagnosis. The breaking out is really like a stream, isn't it? And every stream has a fountain. There's something not right deep below. Every breakout of the skin is like that. There's something not right underneath. And so a rising in the skin illustrates the manifestation of sin within. And we could compare it to the acts of sin. A sinful life, a sinful action, is because there is a sinful heart. And these chapters follow on from chapter 12. You remember chapter 12, the law of childbearing. We saw that that chapter is about original sin. It's about the propagation of a sinful nature. When a baby is born, a sinner is born. And so chapter 12, that assures us that the fountain is unclean. It's concealed in what looks like a lovely little baby boy or a lovely little baby girl. The little baby seems so pleasant, seems so pretty. And people even say, a picture of innocence. Haven't you heard that? Such innocence. Isn't that the word when a tiny human being is observed? But that's not the truth. The baby has a fountain of depravity. There'll soon be a rising. It will soon break out. You will soon be seeing the spots in those little children. The leprosy will sooner or later arise. By Adam's disobedience, we have all been made depraved. Human nature is wholly corrupted. A baby doesn't fall after he or she is born. No. The baby has already fallen in Adam. And we call that original sin. It has a fallen human nature propagated to it because of the sin of Adam. Original sin. Wherein consists the sinfulness of that estate whereinto man fell. The sinfulness of that estate whereinto man fell consists in the guilt of Adam's first sin. The want of original righteousness and the corruption of his whole nature, which is commonly called original sin, together with all actual transgressions which proceed from it. So there you have it, well stated in the Shorter Catechism, question and answer 18. Original sin, corrupt nature inherited, and then the actual sins, the breaking out, the rising, sins proceeding from that nature. And in chapter 12, we see the fountain of sin, the fallen nature in original sin. And in chapters 13 and 14, and also chapter 15, we see the stream surging forth from what seemed an innocent humanity. Now we really see that chapter 12 is so true. So in the last chapter, we have transmission of sin from Adam, and in these chapters, we have transgression itself from the man who was born a sinner. The leprosy is soon seen. As the Bible says, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. There's the raising of a lie very early on in life. That's the leprosy. So invisible depravity soon becomes visible deformity. As our Lord Jesus Christ has told us, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within. They arise out of the heart. They come out of the life. Arising. That's what the text says. Now the works of the flesh, Paul said, are manifest. They're visible. They're seen. The second lesson is this. Now, while sin breaks out in all men, these breakouts are of two kinds. The kind that indicates uncleansed, unhindered leprosy. Leprosy reigning and ruling within. Leprosy spreading through the body within. There's that kind. But there's also the kind of risings that do not indicate leprosy necessarily. They're not indications of uncleansed leprosy. There's a difference. These people who came to the high priest to be examined with their spots, with their risings, he had to make discernment. He had to say, leprosy. Unclean. Or he had to say, no, it's spots of another kind. You have to wash. And after you wash, you're clean. And as you study this chapter, you can see this. There are a lot of spots that do not necessarily indicate leprosy. There are scabs and boils and bald patches and dry skin and moles and freckles, all kinds of spots. But yet they did not mean the worshipper was a leper. Now to have the leprosy was a fearful thing. You'll see that towards the end of the chapter and what we know from the rest of the Bible, it was a fearful thing. And leprosy pictures unregeneracy. Leprosy pictures depravity without the grace of God. Leprosy pictures a man who is unregenerate. The leper was uncleansed. The leper was defiled, utterly defiled. He was so defiled, he was put without the camp. He was cut off from Israel. He was cut off from the fellowship and from the communion. He was put out. And he had to dwell alone. And it was like that departure into the outer darkness. Like that going to the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels. The leper pictures the unregenerate sinner. The unclean, the unconverted, those not born again, those not saved and justified. The fountain has never been purged. It has not been dealt with by grace. You know, it was a fearful thing to discover you had leprosy. It was terrifying. And it's terrifying to be a sinner. It's terrifying to be uncleansed. And it's terrifying to discover it, to find it out, to be concerned about it. That's why these people were concerned. They went to the high priest. It was terrifying that you could be a leper. It's terrifying to have an unpurged fountain. It's terrifying, sinner, not to be born again, not to be regenerate. It's terrifying not to have the grace of God in your heart and in your life. And so you see, it's a thing you should be concerned about. And God's people are concerned. Concerned that they don't have leprosy. Concerned that they are not lepers, but that they have experienced the true grace of God. And sometimes God's people, they see spots. And they fear. They see something rising up out of their life, and they have doubts. They have fears. So this chapter teaches us there are the spots of God's people. That there are other breakouts of the life that are bad and grievous. God's people are to be concerned over them. They should bring concern to God's people. God's people should be concerned about all their spots. But there are many spots that are not leprous. And the Christian is not a leper while he may have many spots. There's a difference, isn't there? These are the spots of God's people. Yes, they still need washing. Yes, they're still needing worry and care. They're still needing to be dealt with, but not leprous. Not indicating that they are strangers to the new birth. Not indicating the vile ungodliness and Christlessness of the unconverted. And so this chapter does teach us that believers, God's people, are not without sin. They have their spots, their breakouts. Now, sin has not been completely removed from God's people. Sin remains in saints, doesn't it? These chapters teach us, as John has said, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we say we have no risings and there'll be no risings again, you're deceived. There'll be the risings. And you'll have to go to the high priest still. Now the word spot, as you know, occurs frequently throughout this chapter. We are not without spot. Only Christ is without spot, without blemish. Doesn't the Bible say that? He's the only one who had no spots. He presented himself and offered himself without spot to God. He did not need a high priest. He did not need to be concerned about breakouts out of his humanity. He had none. No spot. No risings. But we will have spots till the day we die. But there is a difference from the unconverted. You see, in them, they are lepers. And sin reigns. And it's running wild and rampant through their humanity. It's on the throne. It takes over the whole life. And their spots show sin is in the ascendancy. Their spots are multiplying. Their spots are getting deeper and deeper. Their spots are getting worse and worse. Decaying and apostatizing. Worse and worse. It's a spreading leprosy. They're lepers. That's what they are. And sin is spreading, it's multiplying. Doesn't it say in this chapter later on, talk about it spreading much abroad in the skin? That's what you had to look for. How was it spreading abroad? Was it spreading out? Was it getting worse and worse? Or you had to check the depth. Was it deep down in there? Was it getting deeper? Had it these roots of depth in the humanity? What does the Bible say? Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Lepers. Worse and worse. The child of God is not that, through grace. While not spotless, the leprosy is not running wild in him. No leprosy as it is on the unconverted. Now, the spotlessness of the church is a future thing. The one day the Lord will present to himself a glorious church, not having spot. All the risings will be over, not even a wrinkle, not any such thing, not even a freckle. It'll just be holy and without blemish. That's future. Now, of course, we should be concerned about our spots and eradicate them and try to avoid them in every turn with all our effort, because we're told in the Word of God that we should keep the commandment without spot. And Peter exhorts us, be diligent that you may be found of him without spot and blameless. So it is something God's people are to strive after and to minimize the risings that occur in their lives with the grace and the help of God. The third lesson is that there is one we can bring all our spots to. With all the fears and the worries that we have about those spots, about our state and about our condition, there's one we can bring it all to diagnose the situation. And that's what chapter 13 is about, really. It's about diagnosis. Which is it? Is the man a leper or is he not? The high priest has to determine this. Does the spot indicate that he is unregenerate? Or does it not? Is leprosy rampant in the man? Is depravity unrestrained? Has the fountain of uncleanness experienced any true grace at all? Who can tell this difference? Who can know? Who can we go to when we see these spots? What do we do whenever they arise? Who can help us? Who can guide us? Who can comfort us and assure us? Where do we go with our spots? Do we just conclude, unregenerate? Have we lost our salvation if we see a spot? Do we take ourselves outside the camp and join the lepers in despair as Christians who have discovered spots? Now, God's people are right to be concerned when they see a breakout. The matter has to be dealt with. But sometimes we fear the worst. A spot or a scab arises, we see something, it's not good, and we despair. Maybe a spot of envy, or a spot of bright, blazing lust. A spot of pride, spot of anger and rage, unjustified. We fear the worst. Am I not born again? Am I one who has sin reigning and ruling in my life? How can I know? There is one we can go to. There is one at hand. When a man shall have in the skin of his flesh arising, he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest. The priest is at hand, and he can make the diagnosis. Now, this is another function of the priest. You will remember that we looked at the work of the priest on another occasion in two major departments, sacrifice and intercession. But there were other departments too in regard to the work of the priest. And this is one of them, and that's what this chapter is about. The priest looks on the spots. The priest makes the true and the right pronouncement concerning them. And so he looks. It says this again and again throughout this chapter. He looks, he sees, he examines. The priest shall look, the priest sees. The verbs look or see, they're not the only prominent words. Another word that is prominent is he shall pronounce. He shall say he is clean or he is unclean. And so the pronounce is frequent as well. Both go together. The priest looks and the priest pronounces. He can make the diagnosis. Only he can. You see, he has the word of God. He knows the word of God. That's only the way the high priest in this chapter can be led. He can only be led by the word. So he has to know the word and he has to pronounce accordingly. He can only make the pronouncement from God's word and based upon God's word. And so the priests here are like pastors, I suppose, in some regard. The pastors, when they preach, they discern between the clean and the unclean. They preach to the people of God about their spots. And yet they also preach to the sinners about their leprosy. And sometimes the priest cannot tell. And so he needs more time and he needs more light. He needs more clarity on the matter. And they're put away till the following week. 7 days. Verse 4. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh and in sight not deeper than the skin and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut him up that hath the plague 7 days. And verse 5, he looks on him on the seventh day, and if he still hasn't got clarity and he's still not sure, the priest shall shut him up 7 days more, and more time if he needs it as well. And then he can pronounce him clean, verse 6. And he shall wash his clothes and be clean. So this shows that the priest in this chapter is but a man. He's not infallible. He must be led by God's word. And the 7 days, that makes us think of the Sabbath, doesn't it? And God's people, particularly every 7 days, come to the examination. They come under the word. They come under the searching rays of God's word. Every 7 days. During the week, they're kind of shut up. They have all these concerns, all these fears, all these worries. But on the seventh day, they'll be coming under the word again. Every Sabbath, they encounter the searching word. And congregation, that's what a pulpit ministry ought to be. To distinguish between the clean and the unclean. To awaken sinners. But also to comfort and assure saints. To tell sinners they are lepers who need cleansing, and to assure saints that though they have their spots and see their spots, to assure them of their standing in Christ, and to comfort them that while there are spots and infirmities, they are clean and justified in Jesus Christ. But as I say, the priest here is a fallible priest. But you know our great high priest. He goes beyond these earthly priests. And he diagnoses truly and faithfully, infallibly. And he doesn't need 7 days for more clarity. He knows, the Bible tells us, what is in man. He can see beyond the spots. He can see down into the heart. And he comes. And he sees the spots and he diagnoses. Do you remember the Lord Jesus in the seven churches? Is that what he's doing? He comes as a high priest. He's dressed as a high priest. There he is in the midst of the church. What's he looking at? All their spots. All their sinful infirmities. to correct them and to purify them through the word. And so he is a high priest that not only diagnoses the spots and tells what they indicate, but he can go beyond that. He can deal with the spots. None of the priests could. Just put them away, that's all. But you see, the Lord Jesus, our great high priest, whenever we go to him with our spots, he can cleanse, he can purify, he makes clean. You know, the high priest in Israel was meant to be a curing one. Sadly, in Israel, they were as spotted as those they ministered to. But the priest ought to cure. And the wonderful thing is that our Lord Jesus Christ is a caring, compassionate high priest. How he cures for those who come to him. If they just come, if they just come with their spots, with their fears, with their worries, if you just come to Christ, if you just bring it to Jesus, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way. That's what the Bible says. He can have compassion. He does have. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He didn't have any spots himself, but he has a tenderness towards those who do. And so he's made that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest. Did you hear that? Merciful as well as faithful. The people of God can come with their spots, and Christ wants them to come. What I'm saying today is don't ignore them. Don't deny them. Examine yourselves. Watch your lives, be watchful and careful. And when you see things that are grievous and you're wondering, are these the spots of one unregenerate, one unconverted? What do? You take it to Jesus. That's your only hope. That's all there is. Take them to Jesus. And he will diagnose and he will prescribe and he will treat. Now remember, this is his area. This is the area of the spotless one. It is his arena to deal with the spots of men. And so he's gracious. And you can go to him. And perhaps you may find it is a leprosy of sin. And I've never been born again. And maybe a sinner in the mercy of the Lord, he will open your eyes to see that. To see that it is leprosy. And to know that you are a leper. That you are unclean. Even then you need not despair. You need not depart. You need not go away. The high priest in Israel had to send them away. Because he couldn't cure. But you can come to the Lord Jesus, even as a leper, and find cleansing. Doesn't it tell us that in the Bible? Aren't there so many stories of the Lord Jesus dealing with lepers? Remember, he came to a certain city, and there was a man. He was full of leprosy. But he fell on his face at the right place. Before Jesus. And all he said was, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. What did the Lord do? Did he send him away? Did he say, no, go further away outside the camp? I don't want to know you. I don't want to touch you. And what did the Lord do? He put forth his hand and touched him. Oh, poor sinner. Let the Lord touch you. Say, Lord, touch me and wash me from my sin and remove it and banish it and give me a new heart. You know what the Bible says? Immediately, the leprosy departed. It wasn't even a delay. As soon as he called, the Lord answered him. Oh, the Lord works in lepers. Do you remember the other occasion? Whenever there were 10 lepers? Because that's what happens. They're outside the city. They're not allowed in the community of the people of God, but they keep their own community, the community of lepers. And there were leper villages and leper towns. And lepers would come together. And these 10 lepers tried Jesus one day. And together the chorus went up, "Master, have mercy on us." And you know, he told them to go and show themselves unto the priest. He said, "Go to the priest." And you know, they're on their way. And as they're going on their way, they're cleansed, they're healed. Now, we assume that they went to the priest in Jerusalem. But there was one man who went back. He was a Samaritan. He went back to the Lord Jesus to give him thanks. Now, that man wasn't disobedient. The Lord said, "Go and show yourself to the priest." This man was a Samaritan. He went back and showed himself to Jesus. Jesus is the priest. He wasn't condemned. He wasn't criticized. He wasn't told you made a mistake. The Lord Jesus says to him, "Where are the other 9? There's only found this man who has returned to give glory to God. Just this stranger." And what I'm saying is, the Lord Jesus is the high priest. The true high priest. The high priest that cleanses, that deals with the leprosy. So people of God, don't despair when you see the breakouts in your life. Get straight to Jesus. Get them dealt with. Get them under his grace and under his blood. Seek his face. Depend on him. And poor sinner, may the Lord open your eyes to see that you are an unclean sinner. And may you do the same thing. Lord, make me clean. So everybody, get to the Savior. Get closer to the Lord Jesus. Bless his name, that we have such a great high priest, tender in mercy, none like Christ. Bless his name. To him be all the glory and all the praise, now and always. Amen.